Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Jason Cage from Mix 96.5 for Ion Houston. I am with the wonderful and amazing Christine Holland, who is the CEO, Executive Director of Rebuilding Together Houston. I love this group because I know after Harvey happened, you heard a lot about the big guys, the American Red Cross. You heard about who's the guys with the Bass Trackers, the Cajun Navy guys that drove up in here. What we don't get to hear a lot about are the groups right here in Houston who are doing great work, which is what Rebuilding Together Houston is doing.
That's right.
I'm sure a lot has changed. So you guys have physically, what are we into? We're building houses.
Well, with regards to Harvey, we are rebuilding the homes of people who aren't able to do it for themselves. So we call it our neighbors most in need. So senior citizens, U.S. military veterans, people with disabilities, and families for whom this disaster is overwhelming. They just don't have the resources to repair their own home. So we came up with a program called Home After Harvey, and the intent of the program was to provide to these qualified homeowners everything that they would otherwise have to hire a contractor to do.
Sure.
So we would take the risk of a bad contractor or a dishonest contractor, and just the whole weight of that part of putting their lives back together. We wanted to lift that off their shoulders so that they could do the other things that they had to do. I mean, a house is only one part of how a disaster affects a family.
Gosh, yeah. Was that a big issue? These kind of shifty fly-by-night contractors coming in claiming to kind of be able to help you out and then...
You know, I don't know to what degree it was an issue. I think people that we work with, many of the people we've served so far, we've served before. So they were clients that were either on our wait list or somebody who perhaps we'd worked on their house 2 or 3 years ago. And we very quickly reached back out to those same people and said, hey, remember us? Were you impacted? And would you like us to come out and look at your house and see what we can do to help you? Now we're tending to work with more people that have come from other sources because the people we started with were people we knew were already qualified, people we knew owned their homes. But I will tell you, I went to visit one of our city council members yesterday, and they told me a story about one of the homeowners in their district, which we're now investigating to see what happened. These folks hired a contractor. The contractor took their money and disappeared. And they've really had a hard time from there navigating through who can help them.
Right.
So there's something that's blocking the situation, and we're going to try to help unravel that and see if we can come in and make up for that and do our process.
Gosh, how great. Because, yeah, I mean, you're in the worst case scenario in your life. You know, your house is messed up now. You're looking for a deal. You may not have a ton of money to fix it. So somebody comes in and promises you a $200-$300 a month plan or something to kind of recoup. And the next thing, you lost your money. So you guys can swoop in. We've been rebuilding houses. So what happened right after Harvey, and what's changed for you guys over the course of this past? Wow, what's it been, 18 months now?
It's been 19 months, I think. I mean, it's been a good long time since this all started. You know, immediately after the storm, we had to learn how to do a lot more in-depth construction on the insides of houses. So what we had done in the past is a ton of volunteer work and not so much contractor work. The majority of the contractor work we had done for folks was replacing roofs. Now, the good news was we had quite a few contractors with us at the time of Harvey, so we didn't have to go out and source the contractors in the first place. We already had good relationships with people that we trust and who have been very good to our homeowners. So we had to expand the scope of what we do. And things are really different in Houston for hurricane recovery from Harvey than they were from Ike, partly because of the just the magnitude, right? And the level of water that people got. But there's also a lot of things that have changed in how people think that houses should be rehabbed after a hurricane. And the biggest of those is mold.
Sure,
nobody was thinking about mold with Ike. A lot of the Ike damage was more wind damage, so more water coming through roofs. The majority of the Harvey damage was water coming up from the ground.
So what does that require? You got to gut walls out? Are we?
Yes, yes.
And carpet, I'm sure, has got to be dragged out.
Oh, absolutely.
Floorboards. And
the thing is, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And one of the things that was so amazing at the beginning was all the groups that came in to muck and gut people's houses at no charge. And many of them did very good work, but not everybody really knew what they were doing.
Right.
And so
that was me. I know I got to do some volunteer work with you guys. So
yeah,
luckily you had a really good guy out there who was like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't give Cage the nail gun. But
yeah, but see, the thing is, if it's not mucked and gutted properly and somebody then puts the insulation and the sheetrock back, if they didn't treat it properly, the mold's going to come back.
Right.
And so part of what we've had to do is go back and redo some things because of that.
So what's the phase we're in now? Are we still in kind of the rebuilding? Are we? What do we need? Do we need volunteers, or do we need? I heard somebody throw just money. We need a lot of money, please, because it's. I can imagine this has got to be very expensive.
That would be my cohort here, Julie. She always first thing when somebody asks that, she goes, "Construction is expensive."
It is, yeah,
and it is.
Sure, I mean, like you say, if you want to get it done right, you don't have to come back out or deal with 10 years from now, someone's got. God forbid they can't sell the house, or something later on because
right.
It's got this
So many of the people that we serve, the families and the neighborhoods that we work in, these houses are passed down through generations. So that means they weren't built 10 years ago.
Sure.
I mean, we work on houses that were built 50, 60, 70 years ago, and they were well built when they were built, but they've been around a long time. And as homeowners get older and maybe don't have the financial resources to hire someone or the physical strength and knowledge to do their own repairs, there's a lot of deferred maintenance. And when we go in and look at a house impacted by Harvey, we're not drawing a line between what did Harvey do and what does the house need. We look at that house, and if we can do what it needs, we take it on. If it's beyond our ability, then the homeowner at this point, they're going to the city or to Harris County. Because they have a different level of funding, and they can also determine if they need to buy you out, things like that, that are well beyond what a nonprofit can do. So we're looking at this house, and once you've mucked and gutted it, you can upgrade the plumbing and the electrical. I mean, you remember this from
Well, you touched on a great point, which a lot of people tell me, like, why didn't they just move? Just get up and move somewhere. I'm like, well, that's the property that's been in their family for years. It's paid off. They own it. The house was paid for. It's not as easy as just let's just pick up and go plop down some 20% down payment. So she didn't want to leave. She just wanted to get her house back to where she could live in it.
Until she passed it on to the next generation. I mean, that was your homeowner was very typical. And so, here we were a year after the storm with you guys mucking and gutting a house. And 2 weeks ago during spring break, we found another house that has not yet been mucked and gutted. And this was a slightly different story. It was a really lovely woman, Miss Doris. She's 97 years old. She has a 60-year-old son who lives with her and is her caretaker. And apparently what he's been doing since Harvey is periodically spraying all the sheetrock in the house about 2 to 3 feet up where the water was with a solution of bleach. And thank goodness he at least did that because the mold couldn't grow all the way to the ceiling. But it also didn't make the house safe to live in. So we're very grateful that we found out about this house. We have funding to support this house. And best of all, we had a whole week full of college-age crews.
There it is.
Yeah, they had the muscle. And they were very, very, very excited to be here. They're with a group called Break a Difference. And these kids did not go to Cancun for their spring break. They went to another part of the country and did a service project. And they come from all over, and their enthusiasm is just infectious.
Well, good for them. Give it up Cancun to go work on some houses.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
And you know, they had a good story to tell, and they felt really good, just like you guys did when you came out.
That was awesome. I mean, just see, because like you said, like we didn't just fix the house. We tried to leave it better than how it was before even Harvey came through. Or, you know, I think we rebuilt her porch, her front porch that was necessarily up to code at the time.
Yeah,
so we need to fix
people
that.
People don't have handrails, and you don't want people
to
fall. People who are in walkers or wheelchairs, we built them ramps. We try to make the house as safe and livable as possible so that they can continue to live there and age in place if they choose, and to keep people in the neighborhoods, like you said, where they grew up, where they raised their family. I want to stay in the neighborhood I'm in.
Yeah.
I think that's something we'd like to give to every single person in Houston, is a safe and affordable home in a community that they want to live in.
Absolutely. So how can we do that? So you say you need volunteers, you need money.
Yes.
Say I have a home that maybe I haven't wanted to bring up that needs some work. I want to see if I get qualified. Where do I go for this information? How do I get involved?
Well, all of the information is on our website, rebuildinghouston.org. Our phone number also, phones are answered Monday through Friday. People can call to see if they qualify at 713-659-2511.
Beautiful. So if you're a college kid, you want to do some volunteer work, great website to go to, or if you need the assistance, and it's beyond just building the houses. You guys are providing, I mean, everything to help you get back on your feet.
Well, we really have some good partners that work with the homeowners to get things like furniture and temporary housing and so on. But don't misunderstand me. You do not have to be a college student to come and work with us. Last year we had 56,000 volunteer hours, over 6,000 different volunteers. Some of them worked more than one day, and they came from 42 states. And it's really fun looking at what's happening this spring, that a lot of people that came last year around this time, they're coming back. So they had such a great experience.
Oh, it was a great time, yeah.
That they wanted to repeat it.
Just seeing how appreciative the homeowners are of, you know, who comes in and just does this for free, you know what I mean? Like, that's huge.
Yeah. And that's one of the great joys of doing this work for our staff and for the companies that support us and all of our volunteers, is it's a really different volunteer experience. I mean, you can do great things in a warehouse or in an office, but it's very different than actually being out there in the community, face-to-face with the people that you're helping.
That's true. If you can't swing a hammer, $20. You could always give $20. That's sheetrock that'll go towards a gallon of paint, that'll be a new toilet, some carpet.
Absolutely.
You can always do that.
If you can't swing a hammer and you're not allowed to use a nail gun, we can hand you a paintbrush.
That's what they did to me.
Yes.
That's how that went.
So we accept volunteers of all skill levels. And especially if you have a group that you'd like to do a fun activity with, crews that know each other, they are the most fun crews because they're really doing something important and valuable together. And it just draws everybody closer to have that common bond of wanting to do good in the world, and then, you know, being out there with your friends or your coworkers or people from your church.
Mm-hmm.
We have Boy Scout troops. I mean,
sure. And you get to see it's not like you're donating to some national charity where the money goes who knows where.
It's your home.
You get to see the actual result right here in Houston. Mm-hmm. Every time you drive down the road, you're going to go, oh, that's that house I painted, or, oh, it still looks great. That's, you know, I wonder how she's doing. RebuildingHouston.org, that's the website. Christine Hollins here. She is the CEO, Executive Director. Thank you so much. This is great stuff.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to catch up with you.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yeah, get involved. RebuildingHouston.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.